Yeah, this is the second time I've gotten to speak at one of Alex's conferences, and I love it every time. The production value, the theme music, it's great. I got to say, I got to pay my friend before it sounds like too much of a mutual admiration society. Alex Rogers does a hell of a job with these conferences. He works his butt off. That's why these things make money. He provides a solid product. He promotes it, and he gives you your money's worth. So let's hear it for Alex. Now, as Alex mentioned, we're old college buddies, and, you know, as you can tell, he might be a little bit hipper than me. I'm a little square, maybe, but it takes all kinds, as he tells me. And I was going to say, though, I've had the privilege of being the mayor of my hometown of Coquille for the last 3.5 years. And in that time, when I first ran, I had no idea that cannabis would become one of the marquee issues of my tenure in office. When I first ran, I was focused on paving potholes, filling vacant storefronts, and balancing budgets without raising taxes, which I'm proud to say we've done all three of those things. But the unexpected surprise of my second term was the legalization of recreational marijuana. And I got to say, I've always been pro-cannabis legalization. I've always been for it. I've never ducked it. And I want to say I'm a pro-cannabis mayor. One of the things that frustrates me, especially in this delicate transition period we're in as far as cultural mores on cannabis, is we have so many elected officials. We've got some courageous people with us, like Senator Przanski here today, but we've got so many elected officials who go, well, yeah, I'm for it. I think it's stupid that it's illegal. It was stupid. And yet they won't come out and say it. They won't say that we need to embrace this industry, that this industry can revitalize Oregon's economy, especially in rural areas, and the people in this audience are the pioneers who can do it. So, in my first term as mayor, there was a silly bill that the legislature kicked down that allowed communities to ban medical marijuana dispensaries. Now, if you do a Google search on my name, full disclosure, you'll see that I voted in the affirmative for a 6-month moratorium in my community. Now, what the vote doesn't show is that I voted for that because my city council promised me, if we passed it, that we would pass a comprehensive marijuana plan for a dispensary in our community and not try and shut them out. So after our 6 months were up and over, I was able to persuade our city council to just stick to the state minimums, make our community work, and make it a cannabis-friendly community. And I'm pleased to say that we are still that way today, even after the passage of legalized recreational marijuana. We've held back the forces of reaction, and we've stood up for progress, and we have said we are open for business. And I'm pleased to say our little burg is getting our first marijuana dispensary in 1 month, and I'm very excited about it. Now, not all mayors feel the way I do, especially in my part of the state. If you look, you'll probably see I'm the only one that speaks out overwhelmingly in favor of this emerging industry and praises it for being something that could be the best thing to happen to rural Oregon since we started logging and things of those natures that built rural Oregon to begin with. A lot of those same mayors wish we could go back to those old days of working the land and extracting resources, that we could go back to logging the federal forests beyond sustainable yield. Now, I got to tell you, as a candidate who's been endorsed by the Associated Oregon Loggers in the past, who's worked with their hands in lumber mills, who comes from the timber industry, I love the timber industry. I know not everybody does, but I do. I appreciate what it's done for Oregon historically. That my grandfather, with an eighth grade education, could come up from Oklahoma and work with his hands and apply himself and not just be a grunt stuck at the bottom like we see too often in our economy today, but he could work himself up. That's what I see about this emerging industry, that people in the cannabis industry, it's a meritocracy. It's an industry where you can come up and work your way up and make money and rise to the top. And that's why I firmly believe that this industry isn't just needed in rural Oregon, but it's essential for rural Oregon. And I think the progress of this industry needs rural Oregon to thrive as much as it can. Because as we've seen in some of our suburban cities, they've been very tough on processing, on grows. Well, the one thing we do have in rural Oregon is a lot of land. And I got to tell you, I think if you look at how badly our area needs revenue and jobs, I can't understand why any city, regardless of if it's east or west of the Cascades, north or south of Eugene, why they would stick their nose up at jobs and revenue and entrepreneurship. It is maddening, and we need to break away from this cultural stigma and finally move into the right attitude that the cannabis industry is a partner in progress as opposed to a pest to be hindered. When we look at the southwestern region of the state where I come from, and in Lane County we see this too, that there's no adequate funding for public safety. We see violent criminals, repeat offenders for hard drug-related crimes, not cannabis, for theft, for assault, for rape, getting released on their own recognizances. The district attorney in my county told me a month ago, he said, "Matt, I had to let a guy out on rape one the night he was arrested. It's unbelievable. It's disgusting." And yet, in many of these counties, our elected leaders aren't embracing industry that can generate badly needed revenue to lock up crooks, to prosecute crooks, to pave roads, to bring progress. Now, one thing Alex didn't mention is that I'm currently running for Coos County Treasurer in my neck of the woods. It'll be the first occasion that anybody in my region of the state has tried to move up to countywide office with such progressive cannabis policy positions. And I think, and I'm honest about this in my race for treasurer, for Coos County to get out of its long-term financial problems, we need to stop longing for a lady that left us long ago in the timber industry. And I love the timber industry, but she's not ever coming back the way she was. And maybe embrace a new lady, a lady that's green and still works the land. It's just a little bit different. And it can create jobs and prosperity and wealth for everybody who's willing to hustle and work and make something of themselves. It's not just the processing and the growing. You all know this. There's all these emerging industries to service it. And when we think of that and think of what other options there are for rural Oregon, I will take cannabis over an LNG plant any day of the week. So what's not to like? Jobs, revenue, jails to lock up actual violent crooks, tools to prosecute violent crooks, paved roads. It's unbelievable. This industry is waiting to generate wealth and give money to government for vital services. And yet certain politicians still turn away and stick their nose up and go, "Well, that's not the kind of money we like." Well, heck. Apparently, Canadian multinational gas pipelines that steal people's lands and pollutes and runs industry out of the area is the kind of money they like. So as you can see, I'm a little bit outspoken, and I see Alex is signaling me we're a little bit short on time. I wanted to save some time for questions and answers to talk about some of the attitudes in my region of the state. And so we've got about 5 minutes. As you can see, I'm a little bit outspoken. So I'll give you the straight answer from my point of view on where the industry's at in my region of the state as far as government's concerned. So let's open it up to questions.
Matt, have you had any luck convincing folks at the League of Cities to start moving in your direction?
You know what's funny? I have had this argument for about the last 17 months regularly, every time I can go to the Mayor's Association or meet with some of the board members for the League or the Mayor's Association. And it started out as I being the only person in the room who would advocate against the, in my opinion, very regressive actions of the League. And by the way, you'll meet no greater defender of home rule authority for cities than I am. But there's home rule is meant for things other than this. It wasn't meant for cannabis regulation. Cities can't regulate liquor. They can't regulate a whole slew of businesses. This is the redheaded stepchild, according to them, and this is the one thing where they apparently allow you to violate people's civil rights and freedoms of choice. I think it's funny, you know, where Senator Farioli pushed for that opt-out legislation. You know, the people in Eastern Oregon probably don't believe in marriage equality or abortion choice either. So should they be able to ban those there too? Rights are rights, regardless of where you live. This is the United States of America. But to answer your question, more mayors and more councilors are coming along, and I've got a feeling the League of Oregon Cities, when we elect our new board of directors in Salem later this year, are going to have a very different position.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. In my experience, rural populations are really dedicated to their beliefs, and it takes more than just talk about money to change people's minds and change culture and reduce stigma. Do you have any suggestions for strategies to help change people's minds?
Well, I'll just say, I think it's the politicians that are more out of touch than the communities. Coos County voted 60% for marijuana legalization. It's their politicians who are the ones that are trying to bottle it up. Curry County, more conservative to the south, on the California border. 56% of them voted for legalization. It's their politicians who are bottling it up. Coos Bay, the biggest city in my county, voted 63% for marijuana legalization, and yet they're referring a ban to the people in November. Now, let me ask you, folks, I thought there was a vote on it. They voted yes. Silly. But I will say, I think part of it is advocacy, showing how responsible this industry can be, putting its best foot forward, getting trade associations like in Douglas County, there's the Umpqua Cannabis Association. In Coos County, there's the Coos County cannabis community, and they're going out there, and they're putting themselves out there, and they're showing that the cannabis industry is a good community partner, and I think that's eventually going to show and change attitudes. I also think, though, much like with marriage equality, and I know these are two very different issues, but a lot of people who were opposed to gay marriage, the day after it was legalized in Oregon, they realized the world hadn't ended. Well, I think a lot of, if you took the vote on cannabis legalization today, there would be far more votes in favor because they realized little Johnny didn't become a heroin addict. The world is not over. And as a matter of fact, we've made it tougher for drug cartels to do business and easier for entrepreneurs. So that's my opinion.
Thank you. We have time for one more. Does anybody have one more question? All right, well then, fine then. Let's hear it again for the mayor.
Yo, give it up for Matt Rao.
Thank you,
Mayor
Coquille.
And if you want to donate to his treasury campaign, you can do it at registration right out there. Any bucks help this guy. Help this guy. He needs it. He's our champion right here. So thanks, Matt. We appreciate you, brother.